Our news partner, 6ABC, reports a SEPTA spokesperson says a gunman has surrendered after a shooting at City Hall Station this morning. The shooting happened around 7:30 on the northbound platform. The person shot was taken to the hospital in an unknown condition. SEPTA says the gunman is a permitted gun owner, and surveillance video shows an altercation before the shooting. SEPTA said it's unknown if the gunman is claiming self-defense. Trains are bypassing the station in both directions while police investigate. Nearly 2 million Pennsylvanians won't receive their November food assistance benefits as the federal budget standoff continues in Washington. From our news partner WITF, Jackson White reports the U.S. Department of Agriculture ordered states to halt supplemental nutrition assistance program payments until Congress enacts a spending plan.
The USDA wrote in an October 10th letter that it lacks the funding to continue SNAP payments if the government shutdown continues through October. It also ordered states to pause all November SNAP payments for more than 42 million recipients nationwide. That freeze will impact low-income families, seniors, and children across the Commonwealth. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's administration says more than $366 million in monthly assistance will be impacted because the state can't cover the shortfall. Philadelphia, Fayette, and Cameron counties have the highest share of SNAP recipients. SNAP payments were threatened during the historically long 2018 government shutdown, but were never fully halted. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thousands are expected to gather in Center City, Philadelphia tomorrow for a massive protest against President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. The afternoon event is one of hundreds set to take place in towns and cities across North America and Europe that day. It comes 4 months after the first round of No Kings rallies. The protest will take place between noon and 3 p.m. Sunshine for us today in Philadelphia. We'll get up to 65 degrees. It will be windy at times, a low of 45 tonight with clear to partly cloudy skies.